Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When we live our lives, we tend to get into routines. That is, if we're, you know, living in the same place for long periods of time and, you know, kind of have the same sort of activities of work and eating and all of that. Most of us anyway have, you know, routines that we fall into. And with those routines come sounds, smells, sights, regular things. And then when those routines get interrupted, it can kind of stand out. Sometimes those routines are interrupted with nothing paranormal. Most of the time, it's just us, you know, doing something a little bit different. But we can tell, well, that was an interruption to what our brain was almost expecting to have happen. It does get a little more peculiar, though, when those interruptions occur from actions that we're not taking. When someone passes, something passes, a pet maybe, and you still hear them walking around. Still hear their tags, still hear their water bowl being used. A person, sometimes you still hear your name being called, or certain things that they would do on a daily basis, the sounds of it still being done, even though they are gone. Our next story has all of that, from pets to people. Routines that continue on, even into death. Take a listen. My ex-husband, Joe, and I were living in a three-bedroom home in a nice neighborhood in North Carolina. We had no kids, no pets, no kids in the neighborhood. Our neighbors were the same sort, pet store owner, retired dentist, firefighter, etc. The entire neighborhood was quiet and peaceful. One evening while Joe was at work, I had a ghostly experience while in the bathroom. You need to understand the layout of the house, so please bear with me while I explain. When you come to the front door, you're standing in the living room. Walk straight and you can pass through a doorway that leads to the kitchen, laundry, and back door. When standing at the entry of the house in the living room, if you walk forward a few steps and turn left, there's a hallway. Straight down the hallway are the doors to the bedrooms. One on the left, one on the right, and one at the end of the hall. Take a few steps into this hallway and there's a noticeably short hall that goes to the right before you get to the bedroom doors. This short hallway has the furnace grates, huge thing in the floor, and then the bathroom. So, one night while Joe was working, I needed to use the bathroom. Being alone at home, I left the door open. Sitting on the toilet, I was looking ahead, and suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a man walk past the bathroom door and down the hallway towards the bedrooms. Holy crap. My heart about jumped out of my chest. I quickly collected myself, finished my business, and then stood there thinking, what should I do? I was terrified somebody was in the house, but I was alone and had no phone nearby. When you came out of the bathroom, you had no choice but to walk on the furnace grate, which squeaked no matter how lightly you tread. I had no choice. I had to check it out. As quietly as I could, I exited the bathroom and stepped as lightly as possible over the furnace grate. I glanced into the living room. Nobody in there, no sounds, no weird shadows. Front door closed and locked. We never opened the windows. I focused on sounds in the kitchen. Nothing. I then focused on sounds in the hall and bedrooms, straining to see if I heard anything out of the ordinary. Nothing except the sound of my poor heart trying to pound its way out of my chest. Looking back to my left, I double-checked to make sure no one was coming up behind me from the kitchen or living room. All clear. I then turned back towards the bedrooms and started tiptoeing down the hall. I stopped at the first bedroom, left side of the hall, which was the smallest. I thought, okay, here goes. I threw open the door quickly, hoping to scare anyone who was in there, and threw them off long enough for me to do what? I do not know. I just wanted to catch them off guard. But I found nothing. I quietly checked the closet. Still, Nothing. I grabbed my knocker bat, basically a log that was formed into a bat in shop class as a prize for a contest when I was in seventh grade. I won! I chose the bat over the other prize, which was a $20 bill, out of the corner and quietly approached the bedroom on the right, which was our bedroom. I took a deep breath, threw open the door, and nothing. I checked the closet. All clear. I thought, all right, sucker, I've got you now. Only one bedroom left. He's here. Or I'm losing my shirt. So I approach the bedroom door at the end of the hall, throw it open, swing the bat, and nothing. I mean nothing. The idea of someone being in my house scared the crap out of me. But seeing someone walk down the hall, then finding nothing, and that was the scariest of all. Nobody in the bedrooms. So maybe when I was in one of the other bedrooms, he backtracked behind me. So I quietly approached and glanced in the bathroom. Nothing. Tiptoed in the living room. All clear. Kitchen and laundry checked out as well. Back door locked securely. All the windows intact. Okay, what the fuck just happened? I know what I saw. A white male wearing work pants, Dickies types, and boots. I did not see the upper body. I don't know what he looked like. I just somehow know he was a white male. I don't know why or how I know. I just know. I know I saw him walk down the hall. I heard nothing. I only saw him out of the corner of my eye. When I was done scratching my head over it, I called Joe at work and asked him to come home as soon as he could. But I thought I saw a ghost. He laughed at me, but when he got home, I told him everything. We went back to the house together to double check everything. Nothing out of place, everything intact. Needless to say, I did not sleep a wink that night. Later, I spoke to the owner of the house and asked him if anyone died there or if any weird things had been reported before he and I, and he told me no. I had no other experiences there. In this experience, Joe and I were both present, and it's something I doubt either of us will ever forget. We were living in Deep Run, North Carolina, which was a very rural area. We'd rented a single-wide mobile home that had a huge fenced-in yard, which was awesome because by that time, we had two fur babies. Prissy and T-Bone were their names. And it gave them loads of room to roam. The layout of the home was, when you stepped in off the porch, you were standing in the living room. To the right was a guest bedroom and half bath. To the left, you went through the kitchen in order to reach the smallest guest bedroom, Prissy and T-Bone's room, laundry, back door, and then the master bedroom. So, in one night, Joe and I were sitting on the couch in the living room watching a movie. The sofa faced the kitchen, which had a linoleum floor. Living room and hallway were carpeted. All was quiet, and we were into the movie. Then suddenly, we heard the click-click of doggy toenails coming towards us across the kitchen floor. Joe and I looked at each other, eyes wide, then both of us looked back towards the kitchen. We could see nothing. But we both heard the distinctive sound of doggy toenails clicking on the kitchen floor. First reaction was to see where the dogs were, and we both looked down to see Prissy and T-Bone lying at our feet, both asleep and missing the whole experience. Once the toenails reached the carpet, there were no more sounds. We were freaked out. No other experiences in that house. By the way, if you have pets, dogs, cats, whatever, you know that your animals have distinctive sounds that they make. You live with them. You know them. So keep that in mind as you continue to hear the story. Fast forward in my life, Joe and I are now divorced, and when I left him, I took the dogs with me. He worked all the time and just did not have time for one or both, and they were bonded, so I would not split the dogs up. Anyways, my sweet baby T-Bone developed lung cancer, and I had to have him put to sleep on December 20th of 2014. I had him cremated, and I have his ashes in a tin sitting on my bar between the kitchen and living room. I really want to spread them in the woods at my former in-law's house. He loved it there. I'm not driving 4 hours down there just for them to treat me lower than dirt for leaving their son. Had a particularly good reason, but you know, parents never believe the worst about their kids. So, I still have his ashes with me. My house is small, so the layout is simple. Walk in the door, you're in the exceedingly small living room. Look straight ahead and you can see the bar that separates the two rooms and of course the kitchen on the other side of the bar. Walk halfway in, turn right, and you're in the bedroom. Keep straight up and it takes you to the laundry room and bathroom. Exceedingly small, amazingly simple. The food and water bowls for the dogs are stainless steel and are on the floor at the end of the bar. Both my babies wore collars with their dog tags and When they go to eat and drink, the metal dog tags would bounce against the stainless steel feed bowls and make a distinctive clanging noise. I heard it every day, several times a day for years. 15 years now. I know that sound. So following T-Bone's demise, one night I was sitting on the couch in the living room watching a movie. My sofa has its back to the kitchen, so if you're sitting there and want to look in the kitchen, you must physically turn around. Out of nowhere, I hear the distinctive sound of the dog's tags clanging against the food dish. I turn around expecting to see Prissy at the dish, and nothing. I glance down. Prissy's at my feet, sleeping. It only happened once that night, but the event repeated itself. I have no reference to at a time frame except to say it was after T-Bone's passing. On another occasion, I was sitting at the computer when it happened. My computer desk is positioned between the living room and kitchen, so I only need to turn slightly to the right to see the dog dishes. Again, the clanging of the dog tags against the stainless steel bowls, and when I looked, I saw nothing. I looked to my left, and Prissy was curled up in the living room on her doggy quilt, snoozing. Finally, this happened a Saturday not that long ago. I was lying in bed reading. It was after midnight, and Prissy was in her bed, too. Now, keep in mind, I have a small house. I can be in any part of the house and hear what's going on in the other rooms. I hear Prissy get up from her bed and go to the kitchen to get a drink of water. I heard her come back into the bedroom, and instead of going back to her bed, she settled on the floor on the opposite side of the bed. Not unusual. She likes to lay over there and does it frequently. A few minutes later, I heard Prissy getting another drink of water in the kitchen. Thought to myself, well, that's odd. She must be thirsty. At the same time that thought entered my mind, I heard Prissy snore. Okay, what just happened? There's no way in hell that Prissy can be getting a drink of water and snoring at the same time. So I laid there about 30 seconds and listened. I heard Prissy making her faint noises in her sleep. So I got up, walked around to the other side of the bed, and there was Prissy on the floor, snoring her butt off. I woke her up when I walked around, looked back towards the kitchen. I cannot see the dog dishes from my bedroom, but no way was I going in there. So I just laid back down and continued to read. But paranormal experiences in my family don't stop there, and they don't only involve pets. My dad has heard my mom and my brother. Both have passed. When he told me about this, I had chills. My brother passed away in August several years back. He was in a single vehicle car accident. He just took a turn too fast, and his Jeep flipped and threw him out of the vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. He landed on the side of the road in a grassy area, but he hit his head and died instantly. Daddy said one night after my brother had passed, he and Mom were asleep in bed, and he heard him call him, Daddy, Daddy. Daddy said he just jumped out of bed and said, What? Daddy, I'm sorry for everything. I love you. Mom passed away shortly after. She went into hospice, but she had a massive heart attack within 24 hours of entering hospice and died. My mom was disabled in a large way. She was obese and could barely walk. Every step she took killed her. It tore my heart out to see her trying to walk with a cane or walker from one room to the next, to get to bed, to the bathroom, whatever. How she managed to live that way, I do not know. But when she got to the bed at night, she was there to stay. My dad would go in the living room and watch TV after she went to bed. Often he'd fall asleep in there. So Mama would yell at him from the bedroom to come to bed. He was telling me that about a month after she passed, he had fallen asleep in the living room in front of the TV. He woke up when he heard his name being called. Henry, turn the TV off and come to bed. And he did.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.